Convert generic metrics to organization-specific versions. Given a balanced set of integrated metrics, the next step is to understand the purpose of each metric to ensure that the correct metrics are being used, and to determine which can be used as is and which will need modifications. To be compatible with the organization's EERP or other information systems, start by examining each chosen metric's standard definition, calculation, data collection advice, and discussion to ensure that this is the expected measurement. For example, using the ScoreDS website, the design team can review RS1.1 customer order fulfillment cycle time. It has the following definition and calculation. Definition: the average actual cycle time consistently achieved to fulfill customer orders. For each individual order, this cycle time starts at the order receipt and ends at customer acceptance of the order. Calculation: sum actual cycle times for all orders delivered / total number of orders delivered. The metric is measured in days. For data collection, the website says, data for the components that are used to drive the calculation of this metric are taken from the order, source, transform, and fulfill process elements. The discussion focuses on dwell time, extra lead time from the customer during which no activity takes place, and how it is extra time for planning, but is not waste. The design team can decide the following: whether to separate out dwell time by adding it to a customer order fulfillment process time metric and having the sum equal RS1.1, whether to add customization, such as by differentiating order fulfillment cycle time for make to stock, MTS, from that for make to order, MTO. For MTO, for example, the calculation could be amended to include these steps. Order entry complete to creation of production order. This is where dwell time would also reside. From production order to manufacturing ship. From manufacturing ship to order received at distribution center. In transit, from received at DC to customer ship. From customer ship to customer receipt. In transit, and from customer receipt to installation complete. For items with installation components, design teams also carefully define exactly when each process or calculation component begins or ends, such as a PO receipt or EDI receipt timestamp starting the process. This definition process is very important for working with external partners so that both parties share the same idea of what a metric means. The definition strongly influences how each party perceives how well things are going between the parties. It can also help minimize risks of gaming of the system, such as by carefully defining all inputs so that it is clear what must be included or excluded. For example, not allowing outliers, such as new product introductions, to be excluded from fill rate metrics. When selecting metrics, design teams need to understand data gathering principles. An important principle is to select metrics that measure as close to the customer experience perspective as possible. For example, select the moment of order submission instead of order entry, or select delivered performance over shipping performance, or receive quality over ship quality. Metrics data collection should use a spreadsheet or other tools to organize these details, the data that are collected per element, and the calculations. Exhibit 2-13 shows an example for a metric that can often be difficult to collect in practice: perfect customer order fulfillment. Much of this is quoted or paraphrased from ScoreDS. Exhibit 2-13, metric data collection template, perfect customer order fulfillment. The calculations in the exhibit above are made by dividing the line item of interest by the total number of orders delivered, shown in the first row. When more than one line item is listed, the calculation uses only the pertinent numerator. For example, for RL2.4, 960 orders were delivered in perfect condition, and this divided by the 1,000 orders sampled results in 96% customer order perfect condition. The other data in that row are available and were gathered because they might be used for a level 2 metric. Source data for perfect customer order fulfillment may be problematic to gather. Data such as expected quantity, request date, commit date, actual ship date, customer receipt date, and orders paid on time may not be available, may be recorded separately, for example, only aggregated with other data, or may exist in the same information system. For RL2.2, delivery performance to original customer commit date, the ERP system may overwrite the original customer commit date if the date is changed, making it look like this metric is at 100%. Also, it may not differentiate between a customer request for a new commit date. Here, the new date is the new comparative basis for the metric, and a failure that requires asking the customer for a new commit date. Here, the original date should be used for the metric. Order cancellations by the customer also need to be excluded. But this is problematic because customers may cancel for different reasons, such as that they don't need the product anymore, their own reasons, or that the commit date is past their request date due to your inability/failure. The ERP system will need to be able to evaluate each line of an order individually for all level 2 factors and have a calculation that assigns the 1 or 0 score, sum them for each line, and then evaluate the order for all perfect lines to assess perfect orders. Organizations need proof from customers on delivery receipt, customer acceptance, and so on. Similarly, some metrics may need data from carriers. In blockchain implementations, this is called the last mile problem. IoT is being explored to help by, for example, providing geofencing to track materials in transit, when they arrive at the customer's dock, and when materials are unloaded. Data for some metrics will already be entirely captured by ERP or other systems, so collection will be straightforward. For example, cash-to-cash cycle time can be gathered from the general ledger. Accounts receivable, for days sales outstanding, accounts payable, for days payables outstanding, purchasing production reporting, or CRM modules. Exhibit 2-14 shows the data collection template for inventory days of supply, a level 2 metric for cash-to-cash cycle time. The calculation is quoted from ScoreDS, since the calculation numerator is a 5-point rolling average. Note how the most current 5 measurements are provided. These are summed, and the average is found by dividing by the number of measurements. The resulting average is $5,698,000. The denominator is the annual cost of goods sold divided by 365 days. So $26,000/365 equals $71,200 per day. Inventory days of supply is then $5,698,000/$71,200 equals 80 days after rounding. Exhibit 2-14. Metric data collection template. Cash to cash cycle time. Inventory days of supply. Design teams continue this process until all metrics and their components have an agreed upon definition, calculation, component calculations, and unique identifier,